This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Rick Knight, who is the Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Peerless. Rick, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Doug. It's great to be here. Appreciate it.
And we have joining Rick, Mio Solden, who's the Vice President of Telecom Strategy and Partnerships at InfoBip. Mio, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug, for having us here.
Well, we're gathered here because today, Peerless and InfoBip made an important announcement. InfoBip has, in fact, completed the Peerless network acquisition, and we're going to be diving into that topic in just a minute, what it means for the market, what it means to all of our listeners and readers. But first, let's take a look at the two different companies that are involved. And Rick, maybe you can start things rolling by telling us a little bit about Peerless.
Great. Thanks, Doug. You know, the key thing is with Peerless Network, you know, we've been in business for 15 years, covering over 98% of the U.S. market with our services ranging from everything from an alternate tandem provider to LD, local voice, our UCaaS products and services and our SIP trunking. Today, we have well over 2 million SIP trunking circuits in place today. Covering the U.S., we're also operational in Canada and in the U.K. And now being part of the InfoBip family of companies, we will now be able to expand our products and services to over 70 countries throughout the world, providing customers with the latest, greatest services, not only from a voice perspective, but also from the products and services that Mio will talk about. We're very excited about our announcement and moving forward and offering a ton of new services to make our customers' lives not only easier to communicate with their customers and provide services to them, but also provide it from a cost-effective basis too, especially with how everything is going in the economy today. It's a really a great fit between the two companies overall.
So Mio, what is InfoBip?
Yeah, Zach. So InfoBip is a global cloud communication and software as a service company. We started 15 years ago just as Peerless from Croatia and expanded globally. We now have more than 70 offices around the world with, before acquisition of Peerless, 3,500 of people. All our development is done in-house. We have more than 10,000 active customers. We are very active in a telecom sphere where we have more than 700 direct carrier connections. And basically, what are we doing? We are enabling our customers, brands, the seamless and secure communication with their subscribers and customers. So we are offering them a chance to provide a superior customer experience and to offload the communication to us where we do the best. What we are now trying to do with Peerless is actually expanding into the US, which is our strategy. And we are very happy to have Peerless team on board, through which we are getting, first of all, plus 200 great people, knowledgeable people about the voice. Then we have footprint of more than 600 data centers around the US. And of course, the great customer base through which we'll be able to offer all our products and services in the US customers.
So, Mio, what did you see in Peerless? What was it that, you know, among all the different companies that are out there, why Peerless?
Sure. Yeah, it's a great question, Doug. So if you look what is InfoBip trying to achieve, so US as a market is our next big thing and strategy. So last year we acquired the Open Market company, which gave us like a footprint in the US messaging space. So what was actually the missing piece of the puzzle was voice. So us as a CPaaS or cloud communication platform, we are tending to have all the communication channels, which we can then offer to our customers to communicate toward their subscribers. Without voice, actually the CPaaS is not full. And what we are getting with Peerless is actually the great voice infrastructure, the VoIP company, very efficiently run network, secure network, supreme in technology. And this will be our voice leg for the whole US and other markets where Peerless is working.
And Rick, what did you see in InfoBip?
We saw really a great fit, not only from a product perspective and the services they offered, being one of the leading providers of CPaaS services and also, messaging services and the talented people that they had. But more importantly, the first time we got together was really a great fit from a culture perspective and from a people perspective. We saw eye to eye just about on every single issue across the board. And we've talked to a lot of different companies, and the great thing about this, it wasn't really a combination that was done for efficiency purposes. It was done to expand the product set. So the way we'd like to look at it, and what's great for not only the folks at InfoBip, but also at Peerless, not being an InfoBip company, is the fact that 1 + 1 in this equation really equals 6. Because we're now able to go ahead and provide customers really a turnkey solution across the board for them to communicate to their customers. And as I said earlier, do it in a cost-effective manner to reach out, sell additional products and services to them, and really come to one provider for all services that they need in order to improve and communicate inside their business. Neil, would you agree with that, or what would you like to add to that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what we're trying to do together is to be a one-stop shop for the customers, so they don't have to now look and struggle with, like, taking one type of service and one channel from one provider and then another one from another one. And then the problem is in these details and integration. Now together we are offering really the full set of all the channels that are not only like acting as a multi-channel, but also connected in the back and like a truly omni-channel communication for future.
Mio, so many of these mergers and telecom have historically not yielded the results hoped for, and often it's a clash of cultures and so on. And I'm wondering how you guys are going to try to make sure that, in fact, it's a big win for everybody.
Sure, yeah. So as Rick already mentioned, we somehow throughout this process of due diligence and then the pre-acquisition and acquisition, we discovered that we are actually very, very similar. So both companies are pretty much the same age, around 14, 15 years. Both companies are having really strong emphasis on technology and customer focus. So we're all obsessed with this quality and security and a premium network. And from there, we are kind of starting toward the customer. So for both companies, it's really the customer first, and this is where we are, starting and ending the products and development. Then again, also throughout this, we are perfect match in terms of portfolio. So in around this acquisition, there is really no cost synergies, since we are actually not overlapping in a single product. So as we are doing the CPaaS and Peerless is doing the VoIP infrastructure, we are actually nicely fit one to another, and all our products will just link to each other. There won't be any products that are overlapping, and we will need to look for some cost synergies. Another thing is also the people, where the competencies that we are getting through Peerless, none exist currently in InfoBip. So we actually really need this competence, we really need this US presence, and we again nicely fit to each other. So I'm pretty confident that, as you mentioned, this integration and this future joint company will be a great success.
Rick, why is this a win for Peerless customers?
Well, I think it's huge, right? One of the things I just would like to add on to what Mio said for a second is, the approval process in the US to get this deal completed took 9 months, right? Approximately. In that 9-month period, we worked very closely together throughout the process and really set up a great process for our customers. And what Mio was talking about from a resource perspective for our customers is going to be huge. Some people call it sort of from an overlay perspective, some people call it a pod environment. And we've been doing this with customers recently, where if they have a Peerless account team and they very much like the people they're working with, then we bring in the InfoBip people on their products and services more as an overlay or a pod perspective to support them. It's really working as a strong team together to deliver it. The same is happening from an InfoBip perspective in their customers. They've gone in, they've sold their products and services, they want to add voice services on there, do a cross sale. We'll be their support in that sales process from an overlay/pod perspective, which really give customers, a comfort level that everything that they've been used to from a Peerless perspective or an InfoBip perspective on how we support customers and do things will be seamless with them. The great thing they're going to get is just additional products and additional people to support them on different products and services. One of the big examples that we have is we're working with customers right now. InfoBip has in every one of their countries lawyers and regulatory people and folks in there to work through the government to secure phone numbers and services. We're now out going and talking to customers to be able to give them telephone numbers and throughout the world where InfoBip is in service today. And I think that's great because now they can go into one portal, be able to secure those numbers, look at it, be able to get, you know, build either in the currency they want back and forth. So there's a lot of exciting things that we're going to be doing over the next several months to really help customers service their customers, not only in the US, but throughout the world in a single easy basis. Do you follow me on that?
Yeah, this is sort of what I was wondering about, you know, what's coming with this merger, and we're basically sort of midway through the year. We've got another big part of the year coming up, and we have a lot of change in the air, you know, how this will enhance the experience for customers and companies partnered with you.
Well, from IFA perspective, you know, first thing is something like Reid already started explaining is we'll focus on the current and the future customer base based on the product set from both companies. So, for example, for global IFA customers, through the peerless US footprint, we will be able to offer them US. And you know, like pretty much half of the world's business is run here. So everybody is interested in the US termination, US DIDs and stuff. So our customers are asking this already for quite some time. Then we will have a chance for the peerless US customers to expand globally throughout the vast info global network we serve in more than, you know, around 200 countries. We have direct connections with 700 carriers. So all this network will basically from today be available to US customers. And then we are coming to like joint portfolio where we can offer some kind of bundles or we can offer joint offering to both our customers where again this messaging and voice comes together in this conversational commerce these are the great things we'll practically do as of today. The probably next step throughout the integration will be thinking about the deeper merger between products. And then our product team will need some time to, you know, really get into the whiteboard and think about how, you know, combined products on the product level can do even more together.
Now, you know, as we wrap up our podcast, it sounds like also you guys are intending to keep both brands.
That is correct. The only thing that changes to the Peerless brand, as we said earlier, is we're really excited to be an InfoBip company. So we'll still remain Peerless Network and InfoBip company. And people will be able to either go to either our website or their website and receive products and service information on either company, which I think is going to be great. It will minimize confusion among customers and prospects and the rest, and will be very easy to get the information that they need.
Well, Rick and Mio, I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to wish you the very best of luck with the new merged company and many exciting opportunities. I hope we get to revisit this topic in a few months to see how it's going. But for now, where can people learn more about InfoBip and also Peerless Network?
They can learn more about InfoBip at infobip.com or on Peerless. They can also find us at peerlessnetworknos.com. And all our product and information will be there. If they go to the Peerless Network website, they will also be able to hit a link that will also direct them over to InfoBip's website as well, making it easy to find information about the companies.
Well, Rick, thank you very much. Mio, thank you very much indeed for joining me today.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you. Appreciate it.